USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden said that he has hope of both a diplomatic solution to ease tensions over Ukraine and in Russian President Vladimir Putin's willingness to continue those talks. But Biden also said in remarks at the White House that he's prepared either way.
The United States is prepared no matter what happens. We are ready with diplomacy, and we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine, which is still very much a possibility.
The president said his team has been involved in non-stop diplomacy, and he plans to give that every chance to succeed. Biden also warned that the U.S. is prepared to carry out powerful economic sanctions on Russia should it decide to mount an invasion. And relatives of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre have reached a $73 million settlement with Remington, concluding their lawsuit that saw a gun manufacturer for the first time face liability following a mass shooting in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil for this.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1%. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared at its highest rate in more than four decades. The city of New York fired more than 1,400 workers who failed to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, according to the mayor's office. Over 64% worked for the city's education department. The United Federation of Teachers said last week 700 of its members had been given notice that they would be fired. The union joined with others to block the firings, but a judge ruled in favor of the city. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Biden administration, through Press Secretary Jen Psaki, is continuing to deny distributing crack pipes to drug users. But speaking on Newsmax, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee disagrees.
It's amazing to us that they continue to ignore this issue. And they continue to say they are fighting drugs when indeed they're enabling drugs.
The White House is denying the report that the safe smoking kits being distributed through a $30 million grant program will make it easier to smoke any illicit substance, including crack cocaine and crystal methamphetamines. Blackburn, meanwhile, said there's enough fentanyl and other drugs coming into the United States from Mexico to kill every American, but the administration is not doing anything to fight this.
Well, there's enough fentanyl that has come in the country in 21 that would kill every American citizen, and they're doing nothing to fight this. They don't close the southern border. They are going after no cash bail. They're allowing the cartels to operate on U.S. soil, and they will not tell us what they are doing with this money for safe smoking kits.
Over the last 12 months since the Biden administration took office, there have been over 150,000 drug-related deaths in the United States. Remember, you can stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.